Valentine's Day. I am just listening to the edit for episode 15, and there is a big hum in my audio, which unfortunately tainted the whole episode, but it was such a good episode that I'm going to go ahead and publish it anyway, and I will get the transcript up in our show notes. So if you go to our website, takewingcoaching.com/blog, in the section for Bourbon to Business Smash, you will see all the episodes. And this is actually a process we've been working on for all our episodes, but I'm going to get this up first because I think the content is awesome. We go in deep with accountability. What is it and why is it so important for small business owners to be self-accountable? What does that do for you? How does that impact your life? How does it impact your business? So I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I hope you enjoy, and we will see you at the next episode. Welcome to the Bourbon and Business Smash podcast with Gail and Corey Knott. This podcast is for consultants, coaches, and solopreneurs to stop thinking and start doing. Learn strategies and tactics from business owners who are getting it done, from growing their business to living the life they love, while we drink our favorite bourbon cocktails. So tonight we are talking about accountability, but before that, our drink for tonight.
All right, our drink for tonight is and this is for Valentine's Day, because we may not do another show before Valentine's Day, and it's called the Bourbon Sweetheart. And it is, of course, bourbon, in this case, Bullet, which they recommended. Simple syrup. In our case, we use the honey simple syrup as usual. Ginger liqueur. I did not have ginger liqueur, so in this case, I used some ginger beer. But you could do ginger liqueur and club soda. Lemon juice. And then strawberries. I added some strawberries, which it soaked into for a day while Gail had it. And then finally some Agnostura. So it's a complicated recipe, actually.
And then are you supposed to add sparkling water, or is that a option?
It did say to add club soda. Yes, a sparkling water. Or you could use a sparkling ginger beer instead of ginger liqueur, which is, how many of us keep ginger liqueur in our
I like ginger drinks, so we might have to have it more often. So I don't have plain sparkling water on me. I have mixed berry. This looks like orange. Yes, orange. Oh, I have two oranges. I thought I got a lemon, but I have two oranges.
I would do mixed berry.
So mixed berry, since you have strawberry in here?
Yeah.
And would you...
Yeah, I don't...
How much water would you put in a glass like this? Would you fill it all the way, or like equal parts?
I would just do maybe half of what's in there.
Okay, so a quarter.
Yeah.
Or I guess two parts to one. One water.
Yeah, I just tasted it. It's actually mixed really nicely overnight, mm-hmm. So it probably doesn't need a lot.
Okay.
But it is a little syrupy. So, okay.
My ice already melted, but I did have a couple of small ice cubes in here.
The strawberry has settled in very nicely.
Oh, that is yummy.
Normally you would just garnish with the strawberry, but I actually soaked strawberry in it overnight because Gail had to take it with her to her parents. And I think it came out really good that way. You can just taste that strawberry right off the top, and it's just lovely.
Yeah, so. This is really good.
So mix the cocktail a day before Valentine's Day, add the strawberry, and then add some club soda to fizz it up.
No, mix the cocktail the day before with the strawberries.
With the strawberry, but put the strawberry in it, yeah.
And then the day of that you're serving, add water. And with the mixed berry sparkling water, yeah. It's really good. I did try it without the water. And it was too strong for me. It was too strong, like a biting, sharp attack. too sharp.
Got a little bit of bitterness.
Yeah,
to it.
Too sharp of a taste for me, but this is perfect. It's so good. I might have two of these. Okay, so tonight we're talking accountability and something that we're doing in Lyft that Corey just launched this month is an accountability group. And you've probably heard of accountability buddies, maybe you've even heard of accountability groups, but Corey's doing something very specific, so I'd love to talk more about it. First off, what is accountability? How did you come up with this process and what we're doing now, and how is it working? So let's start with accountability. What is accountability?
Accountability is being held or holding yourself to the agreements that you make to yourself or to others. And you make a promise, you make an agreement, you say you're going to do something, and it's actually doing it. And accountability usually comes from, I wouldn't say just saying you're going to do something and doing it, but actually having a either conversation with another person or maybe that kind of internal dialogue to say, I don't know why I'm not doing this thing, but I'm going to do this thing. So it's keeping to the promise, being kept to the promise by yourself or by others. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What sparked us to want to start this accountability group? Was it, I don't remember. I know in the past in Lyft, I was posting the Monday accountability. So what are you going to work on this week? And then posting the weekly wins. And I found that not everyone was participating in the, well, not everyone participates in the weekly wins either. Less people were posting in the accountability post, so I stopped doing it. So what sparked us to want to do this again?
I did think Gail was doing that, but I wasn't necessarily keeping up with it. And I would occasionally, and I didn't. And it was on my list to do it, but was I doing it right? And for me, that really sparked me. One, there's just a lot of things to get done. Sometimes I like to get distracted and do something else. I don't necessarily hold to all of my agreements. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but I'm like that. And from what I've seen, a lot of people are like that. And I saw something last year. Ivan Meisner posted, I just had a conversation with Jack Canfield who talked about his accountability partner. And Gail follows these authors a lot more than I do, but I always listen for those little tips and advice. And one of the things that he said is Jack Canfield has attributed his success, okay, so this is an enormously successful author, to having a daily accountability partner. And then I said, okay, well, that's interesting. What does that mean? What do you have to do that? And why does somebody who's presumably, at least at some point in their career, been very busy, spend that time every day with one other person to have a conversation, right? That's a commitment, right? That's a big commitment to do that on a very daily basis. Have somebody else there, right? Because now you got to coordinate time and everything else. It's a lot. So I looked that up, and yes, Jack Canfield said that, and he listed some of the things he does. And he said it just takes 5 minutes. So it's like a 5-minute process for each person. It's 10 minutes a day. And it was life-changing for him. And then I was looking at other coaches, and you can see that a lot of these other successful people do something similar, right? Some engage in masterminds, some get coaches. And we believe, Gail and I truly do believe in having coaches and having masterminds and other environments for that kind of accountability, but they don't normally give daily, consistent accountability. And a lot of times those kind of organizations where you're a bunch of people who want to fix things. And so I started thinking, well, I just want to just say I'm going to do something, tell people why I didn't do it, have them be able to do the same, and not get into the weeds with them on what's going on, unless there's a specific request for that.
Can you go a little bit deeper about what you mean about why you didn't do something versus going into the weeds with it? What do you mean by that? Tell me more about that.
Yeah. And if you're the other side of it too, is I was looking for that consistency, but, when you're working with a coach and you tell your coach, okay, I'm going to do these things this month or this week, however often you can afford to hire them to listen to you. You would talk to your coach about, okay, why I didn't do this thing. And then they would step you through the process of getting to the feelings behind it. So there's a solutions situation there. When you're in a mastermind, it tends to really focus on solutions. You explain to the group, this is what I intended to do and I didn't get it done. And everybody starts giving their advice. And sometimes I think that could feel really, I'm not looking for advice. I just want to talk it out. And it'll make you less comfortable about sharing what's really on your mind versus maybe glossing over it. So I believe what I wanted to do is create a sense that you could just say, this is what I didn't do. This is why I didn't do it. And if nobody else has anything to say about that, then you know whether it's true or not. And only you can really hold yourself accountable to the truth. So I thought that would be a cool piece. And that's really what Jack Canfield was suggesting too, is that the conversation with your partner isn't a coaching conversation. It is, I did this, I didn't do this, this is what went through my mind. The other person could ask for some clarity, but they're not going to try to fix it. They're not trying to coach on it. And it's only just as we're just feeding back the only that self dialogue that we have around our breaking our agreements.
Right. Actually, I found that process. We only did it for this first week. I thought I could keep up with it daily, and I couldn't, or I chose not to. So I ended up just doing it for the week. What I really liked about saying, here's what I didn't do and what happened. I liked how you worded it. You didn't say why. You said what happened. So, because why can feel attacky. I might feel defensive. Well, why didn't you do it? I was so busy. What do you think I was doing? Because it's just a conversation between me, myself, and I, and whoever's reading it, it was what happened. What happened? I didn't process my email inbox to get it to inbox zero. I tried. It didn't work. So it gave me a moment to think about why it didn't work. And it wasn't because I didn't try. And there are times that I just didn't even put any time towards it. But in this case, I tried. I couldn't get it done. And I'm realizing, oh, it's impossible to get to inbox zero, to make that a goal, because email is always coming in unless you pause your inbox, which Gmail does have that option.
Okay.
Email is always coming in. So I actually came up with a better goal and a better process to make it happen. Mm-hmm. It was more of, okay, I'm going to be more specific. I'm going to process my email 1 hour before the end of my workday. So I didn't say it had to be zero. I just had to go through the email.
Right.
And, I also came up with another tip for myself, was have maybe on a post-it note, put delete, defer, delegate, do, if it's less than 2 minutes, which is a process taught by David Allen, who wrote Getting Things Done, is to, when you're processing your inboxes, have these four options to you, available to you. So if it takes less than 2 minutes, just go ahead and do it. But otherwise, have another way to deal with it. So if I have those reminders on my laptop, maybe I put a post-it note and just stick it on my laptop. And as I go through the email an hour before the end of the workday, so I have time to do something if I'm supposed to do it or I'm supposed to delegate it. So it gave me a chance to think that process out and be more efficient. And I also realized that I don't have to be down on myself that, oh, you suck, you didn't get this done. Where actually, no, there was just a problem with the goal itself and the process itself. It had nothing to do with me, because I did try. It just didn't work out the way I thought it would be. And that's how life is. It doesn't always work out the way you thought it should go, so you just figure out another way. That process. I did this week, again, set out accountability for the whole week. I am, however, I do create to-do lists for the day, but on paper. And I did find it too time consuming. That's silly to say. But I felt like it was too time consuming to type it out into a chat box. But I'm not, I know you're more of a digital list maker than I am. I'm more of a paper list maker. So it felt like I was writing it twice if I were to do it daily. But I don't know. I might give it a shot to do it daily, just so that I can focus in again on, here's my three top projects for this week. Here's what I'm going to do today. And I can evaluate what worked and what didn't work the day before and be able to type that out.
Right.
So, I don't know. I will give it a shot to see if daily digital accountability will work for me. Not quite sure. But at least weekly accountability is already working in the first week. Because out of the seven top tasks I wanted to complete for last week, I did five of them.
Great. Yeah, and that's, oh, so congratulations, you did five of them. And that's all we do in this particular environment, is give kudos for what's done. Now, if Gail said, hey, I would love some of your ideas on this, then that would be an open invitation for people to share their ideas on Zero Inbox or whatever has been successful to them. Though I would actually suggest that she take it to a different forum within Lyft, because then everybody can apply to it.
Yeah, we made that agreement when we were creating the accountability group, was that discussions or feedback weren't going to happen in this group. And this discussion group, think of a private Facebook group or a private LinkedIn group. It's a subgroup of within our membership platform. So it's just for this accountability type of post. So like you mentioned, Corey, that if you need feedback or if you want a discussion, you take it into the main room, and that's it, or the main forum, the main news feed. And that's where you discuss questions, feedback, and things like that. And that way we keep our accountability.
And we can do a little coaching in the group calls too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And my idea behind it is to see how well I hold agreements in a group and how other people do, right? That's by telling other people we're going to do something, it's harder to disappoint them. And I do hope to see more people come in and join us over time. I see Randy starting to do it, but now we've got a small group. And so when you tell that small group, I am going to do this, it goes through your mind all week long. I said I was going to do this thing. And when you don't do it and you just give the reason why, sometimes it's very technical. Like, I just discovered I can't do that. That's just not possible the way I expressed it, which is a good discovery. And then sometimes it's a more personal or deep issue, where it's good if you say what happened. I just call it, I don't know, I don't really want to swear on this, but it's your own bull stuff. And so you can tell the group whatever you want to tell them.
I think it's okay to swear.
Okay, but anyway, so you can tell the group whatever you want to tell them, whether or not it's true. And it's so there's a couple of things that I haven't done, as I don't want everybody to know what's going through my head when I don't do these things. But the fact is they're not, whether they read it or not, I'm the one who has to explain it, and I'm the one who has to believe it or not. So I might as well just tell it as I feel it and recognize, well, maybe I need some more coaching on this subject around doing these phone calls or doing some of these other things. And then sometimes people have a long list and they're just trying to do too much in one. Yes. And that can be discoverable.
That's
too.
A huge thing too.
Yeah.
Accountability group is working for both of us. And I think it's important to know why we do this in the first place. It's not just to get things done. It's a way to live your life. It's a way to be honest with yourself and with others. And if you believe in things like law of attraction or any kind of metaphysical philosophy there, what you say that you want, that you truly believe, you will see opportunities to make that happen, which is somewhat simplifying that the idea of the law of attraction. But if you say you want something and then you don't do it, or you don't go for it, or you don't accept it, it's almost as if, well, you're definitely lying to yourself. But it can shut you down to so many opportunities that are out there in the world. I think it's a challenging place to live. It's challenging to maintain healthy relationships when we can't honor our word. It's challenging to build a business when you can't honor your own word with yourself. Is that what you're doing with your clients too? If you're a coach or a consultant, are you letting your clients get away with things because broken agreements? I mean, there's so many possibilities here of how this affects our life. I compare it to something like the idea in the productivity world. A lot of gurus say to make your bed first thing in the morning. Now, I'm not that person. Corey knows that very well. I do not make my bed in the first thing in the morning because
I'm not that person either. Yeah, so I like it.
Because I feel like we're going to go to bed anyway. So why don't you just leave it the way it is? Unless you have company coming over, which no one, we don't anyway during COVID. So our bed's always messy. However, what productivity gurus suggest is the fact that you do complete this one thing is this visual reminder that you can have order in your life if you choose to have order in your life. And while I'm actually staying at my parents so that we can record this podcast without interruption from a 2-year-old, I do make the bed. The bed is made behind me because it looks better. If you were able to see, you can't see in this angle right now if you're watching on YouTube. You can't see in this angle, but the bed is made. And it's that one bit of success that you have if you do this first thing in the morning. It's that one bit of success that you have. And it just sets up your day for unlimited success or unlimited rewards that you receive in your life. So I compare this accountability, this agreements that you make with yourself to something as simple as, it's not simple to me, it is for some people, is making your bed in the morning. So for you who's listening or watching, it might be going to the gym. That can be a simple thing for you, where for other people, it's a huge accomplishment. So doing what you say you're going to do is both a simple and extremely important accomplishment. And I think that's something that we can all recognize with ourselves and for others, is to have more accountability for ourselves as well as for the people in our lives, if they're open to it. That's the other thing, is they've got to be open to wanting that. And that's part of the coaching process, is to asking for permission for that accountability. So our accountability group in Lyft, it is, first of all, you have to be a Lyft member. And if you're interested in that, I will put a link in the description wherever you're watching this on how to apply and sign up for Lyft. And so you first have to be a member of Lyft, and it's open to coaches, consultants, solopreneurs, small business owners. And then you have to opt into this particular accountability group. So it's like a second step, and it's something that you do want for yourself. We do provide accountability in different formats. Like for our private clients, it's done through our private coaching calls. But this gives an easy way for our Lyft members, where private coaching is not necessarily the best fit for them, to still get accountability. And if they want coaching, they can get coaching on our weekly coaching calls.
Yeah, and also part of the, one of the things that we do in the accountability group, or I will do as soon as anybody actually falls short a little bit, is one, nudge them to keep up with it. So they say, I want this, and they start on this, then I will nudge them to keep up with it. Because that is actually one of the other things that I felt was, I did nudge Gail because she was taking her time answering some. And the point being, and I did that, we walked the talk. And the point being is, one of the things that I've seen over the years is Gail's been a part of mastermind groups. I've been a part of mastermind groups. We form these little accountability circles. And I know other people had do them. And sometimes they are successful and they go for a certain amount of time. But eventually people disappear, they fall off, or they're like, I got enough of this. And so what I wanted to do for us, especially because we have the platform for it, was to create something that is going to be daily and pretty much forever. And so it's consistent day after day, whether you participate daily or weekly or monthly, you set the tone that you want, and then we help hold you to that. So I'll hold Gail to her weekly, but it will be there weekly. It won't be like in a couple of weeks, everybody's forgotten and moved on, and now Gail's not getting that accountability that was so benefiting her, which we see with so many groups, except the really well-paid masterminds that this costs a lot of money, and most of us don't have access to that, nor do we necessarily want to sit in a room full of people trying to solve all our problems.
mastermind accountability. Some masterminds do have accountability.
There is some accountability, too.
Not necessarily, and... Yeah, mastermind groups is a whole nother thing. We could do a whole nother episode on that. But I do want to focus just on accountability. So any last words that you want to share regarding accountability? Corey?
I thought it was really interesting as I was talking to somebody about this, and I said, I really want to keep more agreements. And it would be, you know, pretty amazing to keep a lot of agreements. And she was like, could you imagine somebody who keeps all of their agreements? And I said, I have known people like that, and they're the ones who I really admire and look up to. And the way they do that is by being aware of when they're breaking the agreement so that they can go back and make them either correct or learn from it. And that's what we do through this accountability group, is to become better people and business owners.
It's a powerful statement to land on. And thank you, everyone, for listening or watching our podcast episode for tonight. With 2022 here, it looks like this might be more of a monthly thing. We're not quite sure. We'll see how the year lays out, because I do want to be accountable and be upfront that maybe this isn't a weekly podcast. And I think it's important for all of us to consider as content creators, is what is the most important actions in our business, and making the podcast, as much as we love it, is not necessarily a weekly action that we can hold to. So I am going to be accountable to all of you. Corey will as well, through me. Is that we are being accountable to having this be a monthly podcast. However, I do post daily on my social media, particularly on Instagram. So if you want to stay connected and get daily tips on your business for your coaching, consulting, solopreneur business with a focus on sales, marketing, and productivity, follow me at Instagram at Gail Knott. Corey is very active on LinkedIn, and there's a reason why he's very active on LinkedIn, which we can go on, we can dive into more detail in a future episode, but LinkedIn would be the best place to connect with Corey, and you can find Corey on LinkedIn.
There's only one Corey Knott in this world, so I'm in luck.
There's gotta be.
As long as you spell my name correctly, C-O-R-Y.
Okay.
Oh, there is one other, but he's in Canada, and he's half my age, so I'm not worried about it.
So there is more than one Corey Knott in the world. There is more than one Gail Knott in the world. However, those platforms are the best ways to reach us, and you will see us. You will see our smiling faces on our avatars. But thank you for joining with us on this episode, monthly episode of the Bourbon Business Smash. Cheers to your success.